For many years, Czech speed skating was almost synonymous with one name, Martina Sáblíková. The multiple Olympic champion and world record holder has won 7 Olympic medals, including 3 golds, and dominated the sport for more than a decade. As the legendary veteran prepares for what will be her final Olympic Games, the spotlight is increasingly shifting to the next generation, and especially to Metoděj Jílek. He underlined his medal ambition last weekend by winning the World Cup title on long distances, becoming the first Czech man to achieve this success. Jílek secured the decisive points with a silver medal finish in the 5,000 metres, beaten only by Norway's Sander Eitrem. His time of 6 minutes 1.98 seconds set a new Czech national record, while the winning time marked the fastest 5-kilometre race ever skated. With that result, Jílek followed in the footsteps of Martina Sáblíková as only the second Czech skater overall to win the World Cup on long distances. Despite the breakthrough, Jílek keeps his feet firmly on the ground.
Hlavním cílem olympiáda, všechno tohle je nějaký byproduct, který vlastně z toho zešel. Takže
the main goal was and still is the Olympics. All of this is kind of a side product. Of course, I'm happy about it, but it wasn't the main goal. It's another milestone I can tick off, something that can be won, and I won it, so I'm definitely happy.
Jílek's journey to the top began early, though not on ice.
Tak ono to bylo dost náhodou. Vlastně kolečkový rychlobruslení dělám už od 5 let a jednoho dne jsme s rodičema.
It happened quite by chance. I've been doing inline skating since I was 5 and one day my parents and I went skating at the track in Běchovice. There we met a coach who invited me to join a speed skating club. It was really just a coincidence and I've been skating ever since. I didn't get onto the ice until around the age of 14. I started at hockey rinks in hockey skates, then moved on to short track skates. When I had more time and was a bit older, I went to Germany and Poland where I could skate on the long track.
One key factor pushed him to focus fully on ice speed skating this season, the Olympics.
Tak to je taky jeden vlastně z hlavních důvodů, proč jsem vlastně to lední rychlobruslení začal dělat.
That's one of the main reasons why I switched to ice speed skating. Otherwise, I'd have been satisfied with inline skating if it were an Olympic sport. Every athlete wants to make it to the Olympics and perhaps even win. So this was the only option.
Volí stejnou cestu, takže pro mě to byla vlastně jasná volba.
Behind his rapid rise stand not only talent and determination, but also a strong support team. In 2025, Jílek joined an international training group of skaters from 8 countries led by New Zealand coach Callon Dobbin. Just as important, he says, has been his family.
Tak určitě rodiče mě od začátku vedli vlastně ke sportu, zkoušeli jsme s nimi.
They led me to sport from the very beginning. Without them, I wouldn't be here. They support me all the time and that's huge. They, along with a coach who discovered me, deserve the biggest credit.
Určitě rodiče a pak ta trenérka, která mě tam teda našla, no.
Metoděj's mother, Pavlína Jílková, says she's immensely proud and still slightly overwhelmed by what her son is achieving.
Když to vidím, že Metoděj si dá prostě nějaký cíl a prostě on ho vždycky jako dostává.
Whenever Metoděj sets himself a goal, he always achieves it. At first I didn't believe it, but now I really do. Whatever he tells me now, I just think it's going to be incredible.
Co on mi řekne, tak já už jako říkám, no, tak to bude mazec.
Both parents will travel with their son to Italy for the Olympic Games. His father, Ondřej Jílek, admits that emotions are already running high.
Nemůžeme se dočkat.
We can't wait. It's going to be nerve-wracking. It's a huge challenge and an enormous event. I still can't fully grasp what Metoděj has achieved. Hats off. I'm incredibly proud of him.
Metoděj dokázal. Klobouk dolů a jsem na to strašně pyšný.
Alongside Martina Sáblíková, the Czech speed skating team will also include Nikola Zdráhalová, who recently celebrated the biggest success of her career, winning silver in the 1500 metres and gold in the 1000 metres at the European Championships in Poland.